All right, we're now going to hear a doctor describing what's going to happen to a patient during a cutting-edge medical procedure.
So Carl's going to come in through this door. We'll put him down on the ground, restrain him, induce him under anesthesia. To do that, we have to put a bag over his head.
Carl is a bird. He's one of the animals living at the National Zoo here in Washington, D.C. And as NPR's Netta Ulubi reports, vets there had a problem. Carl's long, pointy beak was worn down and he could not catch bugs.
We're in an animal operating room with six zoo workers and one Abyssinian ground hornbill, Carl.
We'll lay him down and we'll see what he does. Yeah.
Veterinarian James Steele says this operation came from the Smithsonian Institution collaboration with the Natural History Museum. They found a skeleton there from another hornbill who lived in the zoo in the 1930s. They used a 3D printer to copy that dead bird's beak and make Carl a new one. Now they're about to attach it.
So, Ned, I don't know how much bird anesthesia you've seen, but for the most part, they do an excitatory phase.
He is flapping.
Soon, the bird goes limp.
All right, Carl. Yo, can you hold the body?
Carl is about the size of a small turkey. His feathers look like crushed black velvet up close, and his surprisingly long eyelashes are a little like a Muppet's. Vets, keepers, and volunteers monitor Carl's heart, check his temperature, and while he's unconscious, they trim his wide flight feathers and groom his gnarly claws.
His feet are cold.
I'm going to trim some of his upper bill, just where it looks a little jagged.
It took 6 months of tinkering before the team at the National Zoo figured out the right weight and heft and shape for Carl's new plastic beak. This is their second try at fixing it. Beak number one fell off about a month ago. This time they're using glue meant for animal hooves. Zookeeper Deb Gruppenhoff says Carl was super excited when the first bill was attached. Usually, he's more restrained.
He's more of a gentleman, but he kind of controls the yard he's in, and he's constantly hunting the entire day. So he's walking around, checking everything out, monitoring his area.
Within a few hours, Carl was back on his scaly black feet, hunting and pecking and showing off his 3D printed prosthetic beak to visitors at the National Zoo. Netta Ulubi, NPR News, Washington.